All right. Well, yeah, we weren't able to get to the Coastal Resources Commission meeting the other day. Could you just tell me a little bit about what went on at that meeting?
Gosh, at the meeting, we had our typical number of variance requests that we heard. We also got an update on a number of several projects there that are going on in the Wilmington area, a big marina hotel complex there on the river. We were greeted by the mayor pro tem of Wilmington, who welcomed us. We heard about the approach that New Hanover County is taking on, maybe taking a more comprehensive approach on beach nourishment. And then in the afternoon, we're asking our science panel that assists us to take on a couple of topics. So we tried to refine the request that we were sending them to be as clear as possible as to what we were asking them to do. And those two things were to do an update on their previous sea level rise assessment and also to begin work on the inlet hazard areas that we have in our regulation.
Okay, great. And who is this science panel? Who makes them up?
Science panel was created by the Coastal Resources Commission, and they are made up of coastal geologists and engineers who have coastal engineers who have particular expertise. And the name of the science panel is the Science Panel on Coastal Hazards, and those hazards can be things like storms, things like that. And when we have really technical things that we're dealing with, we will often ask the science panel to take a look at the available literature and provide us the best science so that we'll have something to base our work on.
Okay, so I wasn't in the area when the whole debate about the science panel's findings in the last General Assembly session was going on. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was being called into question, I guess, if something was, or what the big controversy was?
I believe what you're talking about is we had asked the science panel to let us know, based on the best available data they could find. We didn't ask them to do any original work, but just to analyze the data that was out there, to tell us how much sea level rise we might want to think about might occur by the year 2100. And there were people who disagreed with the data that the science panel used. There were people who were afraid that their work would be used to create regulation. And they say it was certainly never our intent to do any sea level rise regulation. But they determined that based on, admittedly, not perfect modeling that's been done, that a reasonable level of sea level rise that could occur by the year 2100 was about a meter or a little over a yard, that it would be very, very gradual, and that actually for the immediate future, we don't expect sea level rise to occur at any greater rate than it has in the past. But based on temperature trends and greenhouse gas trends, there is a reason to believe that at some point in time, the rate of sea level rise will begin to accelerate. You know, predicting exactly, nobody can predict exactly when that happens or even to what extent it will happen. It just looks like the scientific data is telling us that it's likely that it will happen.
So being out of the area, the way that I saw it being reported was that basically the legislature introduced this bill that said something along the lines of, we're not going to incorporate any of these findings into our policy or something, or we're not allowed to do that. Is that what happened?
There were two bills. The first one said that I may not be getting the language right, but that any regulatory rate of sea level rise in North Carolina would have to be based strictly off of historic levels, and that there could be no consideration of any possibility of accelerating sea level rise. That was eventually replaced by another bill. The first bill didn't pass. It was replaced by another bill which called for the science panel to take another look, and it was very specific that they wanted to make sure that all sources of data and all perspectives on that subject were considered, and wanted a new assessment complete, I think, by early 2016. As it happens, in the original science panel report, they acknowledged the uncertainty of science as far as being able to predict exactly when accelerated sea level rise will occur. They themselves had called for an update every 5 years. So actually the schedule in that legislation that ultimately passed was consistent with the schedule that we had laid out anyway. It just got very specific. The legislation just wanted to be clear that if there is credible peer-reviewed data out there that says sea level rise, the rate of sea level rise is not going to increase, that it be considered. So certainly as they do their work, they will make sure that if such data, peer-reviewed credible data is out there, that is at least considered.
Okay, but doesn't it seem like they had already done this study, basically, and what has basically been accomplished by saying we have to do this again in 2016 is that basically we have a science panel that was put together that found that the sea level rise was going to be a meter by 2100. The legislature comes in and says, no, we're not going to basically even consider that right now. We want to wait for now three, four years, basically.
Actually, the science panel didn't say it'll be a meter by the year 2100. They said if you want a planning benchmark, if you want something to start talking about, then based on the best modeling that we know of, a meter is a reasonable level to think about. They acknowledged that these models are not perfect. They're far from perfect. So they never said the sea is going to rise by a meter by 2100. They simply provided us what we asked for, give us a planning benchmark, something that can frame the discussion as we go forward. But we did not plan to use that for any type of regulation. There was a great deal of misunderstanding about what the intent of our request to the science panel was on sea level rise. People, there were some people that just assumed that we were going to take that and begin to regulate based on it, and that was certainly not the case, and that I think was the source of much of the controversy. Plus, there is disagreement out there among people about whether sea level is going to rise. I think that the bulk of the scientific evidence points to sea level rise accelerating at some point, but that is a point of disagreement that many people have.
Does the Coastal Resources Commission even have that kind of power to start regulating if they deem it fit?
Well, actually, that bill that called for a five-year update from the science panel said that the Coastal Resources Commission is the only regulatory body in North Carolina with the authority to do sea level rise regulation, but that we were not to do it before 2016. And to be perfectly honest, we have no wish to do it. We do not feel like we have sufficient information to do anything from a regulatory standpoint on sea level rise, and especially when our own science panel said that they think for the next 2 or 3 decades that sea level rise will continue at the historic rate. So we're not talking about an emergency. We're talking about something that we think is out there and that we need to begin to think about, but that it's not something that we need to go about making regulations, because the science is still too uncertain to base regulations on.
Is it, though? I mean, is the science uncertain? I mean, they're documenting the Arctic right now melting at historic rates. I mean, it's pretty clear that it's happening.
I think the majority of the evidence out there, and certainly the majority of the science, points you to the conclusion that sea level is going to continue to rise, and that it is likely, and that rise is likely to accelerate. But as I said earlier, being able to predict exactly when that acceleration is going to start, and being able to predict exactly how much it's going to accelerate, I don't think anybody claims that they can do that at this point. And as long as there is that degree of uncertainty as to the specifics of accelerating sea level rise, it just does not lend itself to regulation, and it lends itself to learning more, to taking advantage of the most recent science that we can get our hands on, but does not lend itself to regulation. And one thing to keep in mind is that many communities are already responding to the periodic flooding that they get, whether it's from the spring tides in the spring, or whether it's from a nor'easter, or whether it's from a hurricane. Many communities are already beginning to respond to that, and they're requiring that new construction be elevated 1 foot or 2 feet higher. And that is exactly the type of adaptation that we need to do for sea level rise. So even though the reason that it's being done is for response to repeated flooding, without knowing it, it's also a response to the possibility of accelerated sea level rise in the future.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you would even comment on this, but so in your opinion, as the chairman of the Coastal Resources Commission, do you believe that the steps the legislature specifically took were reasonable?
You're talking about the legislation that was on sea level rise?
Yeah.
I think that the impression that the science panel didn't consider the relevant data is wrong. However, the task that they gave us and gave the science panel to do an updated assessment in 2016 is fine. And as I said, we had planned to do that anyway. Not because the original assessment was broken or was wrong, but just because we are dealing in an area of uncertainty when it comes to specifics associated with sea level rise, and we want to take advantage of 5 additional years of experience and take advantage of any additional data or modeling that has come into being in the last 5 years.
But why would that science panel's work have been called into question in the first place?
There are people who firmly believe that sea level rise will not accelerate. There are people that believe that the rate of, you know, the historic rate of sea level rise is going to diminish. And they advocated their case very forcefully, and they got the legislature's attention.
Is that... That seems to me like a very dangerous precedent to usurp the work of scientists who are trying to tell us what is going on by having these basically telling our legislature we don't like the data that they're showing us, so we want to put a lid on it. That's the way it looks to me, right?
The original bill, the one that didn't pass, was very problematic. The original bill that said that you can only consider historic rates of sea level rise, if that bill had passed, that would have been extremely problematic. That would have gotten to the issue you were just talking about the legislature trying to dictate science. The bill that actually passed, while no regulatory commission like the Coastal Resources Commission likes intervention from the legislature, with a few exceptions, what they did on sea level rise was somewhat consistent with what we were going to do anyway, which was do that update to the sea level rise assessment 5 years after the first one. Now, they were very specific about, you know, if there is credible peer-reviewed scientific data out there that reaches a different conclusion, that has to be considered, and that's fine. That's fine, and I think the science panel would say, that's fine. If there is credible, peer-reviewed scientific literature that we should review, then give it to us, and we'll review it, and we'll consider it. They'll consider it in the context of all the other data that's out there, and then they'll decide what to do with it.
I mean, it seems to me like that's what they would have done anyway, right? I mean, that's...
Well, they would tell you that's what they did anyway.
Right,
and,
right.
And, one of the things that the legislature heard was, from our critics, was they didn't consider all the data. So one of the things we talked about yesterday at the commission meeting was, well, let's talk to all these people that said we didn't consider all the data, and let's get them to provide the data on the front end as we go into this update. And don't talk to us after the fact about, oh, you didn't consider this data, so you're wrong. We're going to say, if you've got data, now's the time to give it to us. I would say that the science panel feels like they did consider all the relevant data. Or at least the most credible of the relevant data the first time around. But people were effective at calling that into question. So this next time around, we're going to be good and sure that we're not subject to that sort of criticism.
Okay, so it's reactionary. You've learned that there are going to be certain people who don't like the work that you're doing, I guess. I don't know. And do you stand by the panel's previous work?
I stand by the panel's previous work as they did it, not as it's been characterized. If somebody reads their entire report, excuse me, they were very clear that they were basing this off models. The models are far from perfect. That there's a great deal of uncertainty about when sea level rise will accelerate. There's a great deal of uncertainty about how much it will accelerate. I mean, that was in their report. But what was pulled out of that report was the 1 meter by 2100, and then people just look for reasons to try to characterize that as. I believe the term that was used in the debate is it was done by political scientists, which I thought was extremely unfortunate and insulting.